The passage I've just read is, it reminds us that Jesus Christ is coming and we must all be ready. We must not be so clumsy, lazy, and we have never thought of Jesus. And when he comes, we are not ready. When the recent trouble came, I preached a sermon, The Beginning of the End. And a fellow minister said, I was trying to scare the congregation. I was trying to wake up everyone, including myself. Now the signs are very clear. The crashing of the two towers in New York, killing 5,000. And then the launching out to fight terrorism. These are signs of Jesus coming, no doubt. But they are only general signs. Because the world is going to get worse and worse, and not better and better. Of course, I like the economy to recover like anyone. But even if it recovers, other evils will come in and drag the whole world down until the judgment day of God comes, and there's a final global war. And then the people will be killed, one quarter, one third, and two thirds. And we cannot think of a fourth world war when men are so wicked. The Lord says pestilence will come. And in my booklet, it is nearer than you think. The worst pestilence is AIDS. With 22 million dying, having died already in the South Sudan area in Africa, 6 million in Southeast Asia, and now another 6 million in South Africa are perishing. But now comes the pestilence of bacteria warfare, and they are so worked up in America. Anthrax. Signs of Jesus coming. But these are general signs I will bring to your memory. I've mentioned twice here, but I know you'll forget. These are the specific signs. And the number one is based on Zechariah chapter 12. The endless Palestinian-Jewish conflict. Because of this terrorism, America has urged and has coerced the two parties to a truce and to establish a Palestinian state. But the Bible tells us that there will be no peace until the world dictator arises, and then he'll be able to make peace between the Jews and the Arabs. Very clearly, Daniel chapter 9:27 tells us. But after 3.5 years of peace, war breaks out, and that is the final. We are in that process. The second specific sign is Revelation chapter 9, where it is appointed for an hour, a day, a month, and a year. The date is in the secret of God, but it will burst out. And the last war and third world war will burst out in Iraq, in the Euphrates. And now Saddam Hussein also appears in the papers. And the final specific sign, the third one, is Armageddon, which is in Israel, a place near Haifa. But from there to Jerusalem is a matter of 70 miles. It is a whole battlefield. The final war final battle be fought in Jerusalem. They can never solve the problem. And this is very probable in our generation. If I say this, I'm not wrong, but to get us all prepared. And if it's in our generation, we are also compensated with a very great, wonderful reward. We will not go through death. Very clearly. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51, 52 tells us, we will not die, will not sleep, but will be changed. In the twinkling of an eye, we will be raptured. The word rapture comes from a Latin word rapturo, to be snatched out by force, to be sucked up into the air and into space. So I've entitled my message today, Have You Made Yourself Ready for the Space Flight? To put it in more picturesque language, it is not a myth, it is not a riddle. Plainly, the joy of waiting for the Lord to take us out of this burning earth, because with the declaration of a third world war, the next trumpet, the last trumpet, will be the rapture, taking up into space. And this very probable can come in a lifetime, and I can tell you one thing, although the downturn will be corrected and will be in some sort of prosperity again, trouble will come. Endless. Should the Third World War come in 2011, another 10 years, I have a chance to go up too. My calculate, my age is 91, still quite young. I plan, or I ask the Lord for 95 years. So I still got 4 years. That is a joy. But are you ready? I'm so glad at a time when the crash in New York took place, I preached 2 or 3 times, all on the coming of the Lord Jesus. And one brother who did not belong to this church, but he was very faithful to bring his children here to Sunday school. And he goes to another church, it seems. But somehow, this time, his heart was stirred in the search of scriptures. And every time when he left the church, he'll come and shake my hand warmly. Suddenly he died. And the wife told me, she was sure he had received the Lord now. I do not want anyone here suddenly to depart and you are still dilly-dallying. You have the knowledge of the head, but you have not the knowledge of the heart. And if someone were to examine you, can you tell me sincerely you are safe or not? But because you grew up in a fundamental church, and the word safe is used many times, and then you say, yeah, I'm saved. But then, it doesn't click inside the heart. You have head knowledge, not heart knowledge. So when God examines you, you're still not ready. Like the foolish virgins. They just took the lamp, they never looked whether they have enough of oil. And while they were waiting and they slumbered, they all slumbered. We always slumber. But thank God, if you are born again, if you have been saved truly, then you are still ready. Therefore today I would like to check up with you whether you are ready. If you say you are saved, you must be able to answer other questions on salvation. And that is, are you born again? One FABC student came, and I checked up on him. I said, are you born again? He was perplexed. He could not answer me, but after a long while, not very clear. So I may ask you the same question, especially the younger people. You have grown up in the church, but somehow you say, wait until I've got my fling and to enjoy the world, then I'll consider when I'm older. This is very dangerous. Or you may be older and you come and you hear the word and you know it, but somehow you also dilly-dally. We have to make it very sure here today, because this is the 51st anniversary Thanksgiving of our church, a very happy day, and we do not want anyone to leave here without making it sure, without making yourself ready for the space flight. What is the main difference between ready and not ready? The main difference is whether you've got the oil or not. And this fits in with what the Lord Jesus says, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in the heart? This is a test. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, in the Greek, and can be even. Except a man be born of water even by the Spirit. In other words, your baptism today is not enough. There are some people who are baptized, but they are never saved. But you must be baptized within by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is none other person than the third person who always lifts up Jesus to tell you that you have to look up to him for salvation. But you have never looked up, made an effort to look up to him. You rather shy away because of your sins. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, be baptized by the Spirit. And I thank God I have that experience, so I can tell you very clearly. On the day I was challenged by the evangelist, and he preached, except a man be born again. I never heard of what it's to be born again. And then our heads were bowed, and he spoke many words to lead us to Christ. Satan began to work in my heart to say, but your grandfather is a pastor and you are a good boy. The Holy Spirit, but you are not born again. We have been taking the Lord's Supper already. The Holy Spirit, you are still not born again. You may be taking the Lord's Supper, but you never had the experience of salvation. And so, whatever Satan said to me, because I always believe it works, and I always thought that I must live such a religious life to be above the ordinary, then I can be saved. But it never worked. I always failed. Whatever Satan praised me, the Holy Spirit said, but you are not born again. Now I was truly being immersed in the spiritual, in the spiritual power. I came to a point that when the final appeal was made, I raised my hand. And sometimes your brother helps you. My younger brother of Penang, he put up his hand and saw that I was still struggling, so he nudged me, so my hand went up. And I do not want anyone to be lost. Because if Christ comes in our generation, there will be the space flight, the rapture. If Christ comes after we have died, then we must wait for that day when he will open the grave and we will go up. And then those who are alive, they will go up. How important it is. And none of you will question me who are saved. Ah, we have heard it. You hear it gladly for your friend who is not born again. No one can accuse me. You have nothing to say but always say, are you saved? Every day you eat rice and you don't say, why I eat rice? Every day you need Jesus. Every day you need his salvation. We not only will be ready to go when it comes, we also live for Jesus in readiness. There are many Christians. Thank God, the good number of Christians here are very mature Christians. I thank you. Thank God. But there are still those, irrespective of who he is in the church, who may still be thinking only of living safe, maybe, but living for self, thinking of making the next million, thinking of becoming somebody. There is no place for us again. We are living in very momentous and evil days. There was a young man, he wanted to make some money as he climbs a social ladder. And he bought blue chips, not knowing that the next day SIA would crash because of the accident in Taipei and our aircraft was lost with 80 on board. So you cannot tell. He that will save his life shall lose it, and he that will lose his life for my sake will find it. Many times like this, we try to improve ourselves, we try to get on materially, but if you do it for the Lord, you will be very safe. On the other hand, there is a young deacon of another BP church, and he had been to Tangkap in his younger days, and he loves the place. When he heard that our church was going to Tangkap, that is near Muar, he loaned our church going to Tangkap, not directly to our church, but we have a group of people going there. He loaned 50,000 Singapore dollars. And he goes there to preach also once a month. But the money was not all used, leaving about 15,000 to 20,000 Singapore dollars. And when we go to Malacca, not directly by our church, but our workers, they are very zealous and they try to work out things independently, which we encourage. Now they have established another church in Malacca. What a difference! Because he did it for the Lord's sake, he gains, full of rejoicing. But the one who tries to make some money with the shares crashing after the disaster in Taipei, you can never know. Let us live for God in readiness of his coming, and let us support the work of the church. Support the work of missions especially. The beautiful Angklung music you heard is a blessing back from Indonesia. And we can realize how are going out to bring music to those that are in darkness and sorrow, and indeed to the whole world. In these times of great uncertainty, the politicians will have to labor very hard trying to find a solution, but we Christians already know the answer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With these words, I conclude to say that I have great confidence in the building of a new builder house. Here comes another challenge. If Christ is coming, why do you want to build? Well, we know, yet we don't know. And we don't know, yet we know. And building the new builder house is extending God's kingdom, because it will give many more facilities for our church's use. Many departments that have nowhere to go can find a place. So let us make ourselves ready for the space flight. And while we are waiting, we are not wasting time, but we are giving all our time to live and work for the glory of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this happy day, as You have carried us through 51 years. O Lord, we pray Thee to give us the grace of living for Thee in the days ahead, and for those who have not made themselves ready, may they look unto Jesus today and confess their sins to Him and receive Him into their heart to be their Savior and not delay. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.